This is a dictation for Allison, A-L-L-I-S-O-N, Hatch, H-A-T-C-H, March 16, 88. Addressed as a letter to Dr. Kurt, K-U-E-R-T, Anderson, 817-4601. Dear Dr. Anderson, a consultation for Mrs. Hatch, recent low potassium, low phosphorus, renal failure, rhabdomyolysis. She was admitted to our hospital in Alma, ALMA, April 19 to April 24. I was not involved in her care. I was not consulted. It's my understanding that she has long-term history of fluid retention, question CHF. She's been taking blood pressure medicine the last few months. A second diuretic, metolazone, was added when she presented to hospital April 19. There was severe weakness, found to have low potassium, below 2, developed progressive rhabdomyolysis, reaching a peak of CPK close to 10,000, did not require dialysis. Interesting that there was a low phosphorus when this was happening, and that would be not expected. You would expect it to have a high phosphorus, not low. There was acute kidney injury that eventually resolved. As far as I can review records, no reported nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She received a replacement for potassium. She has a very extensive medical history. I review records from Cleveland Clinic, University of Michigan, our system. She mentioned a history of rheumatoid arthritis and follows with rheumatology in Lansing. However, from our records, few years back, rheumatoid factor and anti-CCP has been negative. Extensive serology for collagen vascular disease has been also negative. She was getting probiotics in the past, but not presently. There has been no deformity. She has also bilateral hip pain. According to Cleveland Clinic records, she has what is called COXA, C-O-X-A, profunda, P-R-O-F-U-N-D-A, that causes secondary osteoarthritis. She underwent left-sided hip replacement. University of Michigan and Cleveland Clinic have considered not a candidate on the right-sided. They believe her symptoms, lower extremities, could be explained by lumbar disease. She has also prior imaging that did not show evidence of sacroiliitis or inflammatory spinal disease. She complains of RENAP on the lower extremities, not on the upper extremities. She complained of chronic pain, multiple areas. There has been frequent nausea and prior reflux requiring Nissan Fund application. Denies abdominal pain, has frequent constipation or bleeding. There has been prior red bright blood per rectum, although colonoscopy is apparently only benign polyps. She complains of discolor of the legs, libido, L-I-V-E-D-O, as well as rosacea of the face, complaints of wheezes, but no difficulty breathing, no purulent material hemoptysis, has not required any oxygen, no CPAP machine. There has been problems of syncope, supposed to wear a loop recording, follows through the electrophysiological doctor, Dr. Islam, I-S-L-A-N, was placed on bisoprolol. There was syncope with trauma to the face, requiring stitches on the lips. Weight appetite stable. Next paragraph, past medical history for preeclampsia, only pregnancy like 14 years ago, requiring a C-section, no compromise of liver, kidneys. She does not record any changes on blood or platelets. She has hypothyroidism, being treated for the last 14, 15 years. The question, rheumatoid arthritis, a history of rheumatic fever, for what she was supposed to be getting monthly antibiotics, but she has stopped the last few months, follows with infectious diseases, Dr. Raygada, R-A-Y-G-A-D-A, no heart attack, TIS stroke, no liver disease, seizures, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral carpal tunnel, C-section, right knee scope, left-sided total hip replacement for coxa profunda and secondary osteoarthritis, prior endoscopic iliopsoas tendon release did not help with pain. Tonsils, adenoids, appendix, gallbladder. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, denies alcohol. He does smoke, half a pack last 2 weeks. Next paragraph, pressing medications. Bisoprolol for substance abuse, has used Suboxone, S-U-B-O-X-O-N-E, B12. Thyroid, Sofran, Seroquel, Effexor, no lisinopril, no HCTC. She put herself back on metolazone 2 weeks ago, does take probiotics, iron as needed, was also taking ibuprofen, 800 milligrams over the counter twice a day, 4 days a week the last 3-4 months because of her pain. Used to take this in the past on a regular basis, albuterol as needed, prior allopurinol discontinue, monthly antibiotics discontinue, Humira, H-U-M-I-R-A, also discontinue. Next paragraph, on physical exam, her weight is 190, height 65 inches tall, blood pressure 100 over 60 on the right, 110/56 on the left. No respiratory distress, alert orientation 3. I don't see gross skin mucosal abnormalities, normal eye movements, normal oral throat mucosa, normal speech, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. No consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia. no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, masses. Pulses are decreased, lower extremities, minor libido. I don't see edema today, non-focal deficit. She does have pigmentation on the face, melasma, M-E-L-A-S-M-A, as well as on the lips. I'm not sure if this was from the trauma and the stitches. No focal deficits. Next paragraph. I review chemistries from recent admission to the hospital. The most recent chemistries, a week after discharge. Creatinine rising again to 1.24, at the time of discharge back to normal 0.8. Sodium, potassium, acid base normal, calcium normal. Normal glucose, phosphorus was not done in that opportunity. CPK reached a peak of 10,000, at the time of discharge 2,000. Phosphorus was low at 1.8 at the time that CPK was rising in the 900 to 1200. TSH and free T4 was normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Allison has a complex medical issues. I'm going to begin with the renal issues. Number one, recent acute kidney injury, likely representing effect of medications, including lisinopril, HCTC, and metolazone. With likely pre-renal state, plus minus ATN, and a component of rhabdomyolysis. Prior imaging has not shown anatomical abnormalities of the kidneys, and there has been nothing to suggest obstruction or urinary retention. Presently, she is back on diuretics as well as anti-inflammatory agents. I encourage her to discontinue anti-inflammatory agents and trying to minimize or stop, if possible, on the diuretics. We will recheck chemistries on the next week or so. Next number, recent hypokalemia, likely representing diuretic effect, presently normal. Next number, low phosphorus. At the time of rhabdomyolysis, likely the low phosphorus and low potassium were the reason for the rhabdomyolysis. You would expect it if rhabdomyolysis is from another etiology, both potassium and phosphorus will be running high. Phosphorus will be updated. She's presently not having any abnormalities gastrointestinal to suggest chronic diarrhea or malabsorption. There has been normal calcium, nothing to suggest problems with PTH or vitamin D levels. I doubt renal phosphorus wasting. We will do further workup. If phosphorus on the next blood test come back a low level, next number. Presently, blood pressure in the low side, probably effect of diuretics. Next number, chronic pain syndrome, for what patient has in the past abused medications and presently on Suboxone. Next number, reported rheumatoid arthritis. We are trying to obtain records from the rheumatologist. Years back, testing was negative for rheumatoid factor as well as anti-CCP. Next number, reported scoliosis, but not causing significant symptoms. Next number, coxa profunda, University of Michigan, Cleveland Clinic, causing secondary osteoarthritis, reason for pain and left-sided hip replacement. Orthopedic specialist has recommended further workup for lumbar causes of her lower extremity discomfort. This is already a few years back. Next number, recent syncope followed by cardiology. Tolerating bisoprolol. No documented arrhythmia on EKG. A 30-day event monitor was also negative for major anormalities besides sinus tachycardia. She did have a normal echo in that opportunity, followed by cardiology. Next number question, peripheral vascular disease based on physical exam findings. Next number, anemia. No external bleeding. Next number, severe esophageal reflux, status post Nissen fund duplication. Next number, reported long-term edema, probably idiopathic, as this is not related to heart, liver, kidney, or effect of medications. We need to minimize diuretics as it's causing already significant abnormalities, including the low potassium, the recent rhabdomyolysis. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient. I review extensively all records available. New chemistries to be obtained. End of dictation.